seat. Christmas is one of those big holy days. We get to go real deep into theology, doctrine, heavy-hitting theology. So here's my heavy-hitting theology for Christmas Eve. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through townsite, the parish of St. David and Paul held a service just right. The altar guild had decorated the sanctuary with care for the congregation to worship with hymns and with prayer. The choir prepared songs to be sung, all of them classics, every last one. Deacon Tarris practiced the gospel to be read while the prayers of the community danced in his head. All were welcomed with a warm Christmas greeting, and each found a good spot to sit in our semicircular seating. The community, all dressed up, and I in my stole, were about to celebrate the Christ birth with stories of old, when suddenly, from the manger scene, there came a faint song. I looked in the corner to see what was wrong. The ceramic baby Jesus had just come to life. So did the shepherd and Joseph and his wife. The beautiful lights give a cool, lively glow to the animating scene taking place just below. I rubbed my eyes at the action and the glee. Can you imagine this from the Holy Family? The baby Jesus got up. He sprang to his feet and walked over to parishioners he wanted to meet. He loved everyone, the whole room, everyone who came to celebrate his birthday and sing out his name. To Joyce and to Patty, to Warren and Coralie, to Tyrone and Wilma, to Ron and to Lee, to visitors and guests who came here this evening, you've given our service so much more meaning. Then, like a jingle bell, I heard from the front a gleeful Holy Spirit that came to the font. All the church grew bright in a midwinter gloss from the tips of our toes to the top of the cross. The happiness and joy, the compassion and care, the kinds of love Jesus taught us to share. A room so warmed by the sound of laughter, things could look different from here ever after. The spirit of Christmas looks like nothing else. It's not like a Santa, it's not like an elf. It's a feeling of peace, of joy, and of laughter. A store-bought gift just can't seem to capture. It's being with family, however you can, in person or phone call or video cam. The Spirit captured our hearts and upward she flew. The peace of the Lord be always with you. It is right to give God our thanks and our praise on this most holy of nights and all of our days. The room was filled with love like no other, and we each knew each other as siblings, as sisters and brothers. Then Mary and Joseph, the shepherd with his sheep, went back to the manger scene to their statued sleep. And Jesus followed them back just like a good son, but turned and said with a wink to everyone,